Hello, young scholars and story explorers. Welcome to Storytime Scholars, the podcast where tales spark your imagination and facts are as fun as a playground game. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a juicy story about Adam the Adventurous Apple. But before we start, here's a crunchy fact. Apples can float in water. After our story, we'll splash into some more awesome apple facts that will amaze you. So fluff up your pillows, wiggle into your coziest spot, and let's get ready for an adventure with Adam. Are you ready? Let's roll into the fun. Adam, the Adventurous Apple. In the sunny heart of Evergreen Valley, there was a little apple with a big spirit named Adam. This wasn't just any apple. Oh no. Adam was a shiny red globe, obsessed in dreams. Perched up high on a branch that might as well have been his personal balcony overlooking the world. Adam's days were mostly sunny, and his companions were the best an apple could wish for. There was Granny Smith, wise and wrinkled, with a hint of tartness, and Fuji, juicy and sweet, always ready with a joke to crack up the whole branch. Adam, however, was the dreamy type. While basking in the sunshine, he'd squint into the distance and wonder about the wide, wild world beyond their orchard. His friends would tease,
"Apples belong on trees, not wandering around."
But Adam's heart was too full of curiosity to stay still. One blustery day, as Adam was lost in one of his adventurous daydreams, a gust of wind swooped like a prey of birds and knocked him right off his branch. Down, down he tumbled, bouncing off the branches until splash! He landed in the gentle stream that hugged the orchard's edge. "Oh my," Adam exclaimed, surprised yet excited by this sudden turn. "It's time for a real adventure." And with that, he bobbed along the stream. His eyes wide with wonder, he floated past flowers that waved cheerily at him, bees that buzzed in a busy dance, and birds that serenaded the sky. But adventure comes with bumps. A log caught Adam off guard, and with a loud ouch, he found himself in the center of attention among a group of giggling fish. The little apple couldn't help but join in laughter, making fast friends with the fish who shared stories of the watery world below. As the stream wound on, Adam met a kindly turtle named Terry. Terry offered Adam a ride on his back, providing a respite from the water's chill. Together, they shared tales and dreams under the warm sun, forging a friendship that felt like it could span the stream and back again. The adventure didn't stop there. A whirlpool whisked Adam into a dizzying dance, spinning him around until the world was a blur. When the spinning stopped, Adam felt himself rising into the air, cradled gently into the beak of an eagle. High above the orchard, soaring through the clouds, Adam was living his dream of flight. The eagle, Alara by name, was kind and regal. She had watched Adam's journey from above and was touched by his courage and curiosity. "Every journey matters," Alara said, her voice both grand and gentle. "Yours is a heart that seeks the beyond, and that's a brave thing." As they neared the orchard, Adam's heart swelled with joy. The adventure had been grand, but seeing his home from the sky brought a different thrill. Alara set him down gently on his branch, right beside Granny Smith and Fuji, who were bursting with questions. Adam's tale of streams, fish, turtles, and flight filled the orchard with wonder that evening. The story didn't just end with his return. It started with a spark of adventure in every apple in the orchard. They had learned from Adam that while the orchard might be their home, the world was indeed their playground. a place of endless mysteries and friends yet to be made. And so, Adam the Adventurous Apple became a legend, not just for the miles he roamed, but for the hearts he inspired to dream bigger and wander further, always knowing that home isn't just a place, but a feeling you can carry with you, no matter how far you roam. The end. After riding rapids and soaring skies, Adam the Adventurous Apple sure had a story to tell. But his adventures aren't the only amazing things about apples. Now, let's twist and twirl into some fantastic apple facts that are as surprising and exciting as Apple's Whirlpool Waltz. Are you ready to bob along the waves of knowledge and discover why apples float and so much more? Hold on to your stems, because here we go into the playful world of apple wonders. Number 1. Family tree fun. Did you know apples are part of the rose family? They're cousins with roses, pears, plums, and even cherries. That's one big colorful family reunion. Number 2. Appletastic abundance. An apple tree is quite the generous giant. It can grow up to 400 apples a year. Imagine all the apple pies you could make. Number 3. Ancient apple adventures. There's a superhero apple called the Deseo that was grown by the ancient Romans, and it's still around today. Rainbow of apples. Apples aren't just red. They wear coats of many colors, including greens, yellows, and every shade in between. No two are exactly alike, just like snowflakes. Number 5. Supersized snack. The biggest apple ever picked was over 4 pounds. That's as heavy as a newborn baby. Number 6. Floating fruits. Apples are 25% air, which is why they can float in water. Perfect for playing apple bobbing at fall festivals. Number 7. Leafy power. It takes the energy from 50 leaves to help grow just one apple. That's a lot of teamwork in that treetop. Granny Smith's Green Glory. The Granny Smith apple is named after Maria Ann Smith, who found this zippy green apple by surprise in Australia in 1868. Number 9. Teeth cleaning crunch. Munching on an apple can scrub your teeth shiny clean. It's like nature's toothbrush. Number 10. Apple variety victory. With over 7,500 kinds of apples, you could try a new one every day for over 20 years and still not taste them all. Number 11. Long-lasting crunch. Some apples can hang out in a cool, dry spot for 4 to 10 months without getting mushy. Number 12. Luxury apples. In ancient Rome, apples were so special, they were considered luxury gifts. Imagine giving an apple instead of a gold crown. Number 13. Global apple delights. Apples soar in yummy dishes worldwide, from American pies to British crumbles and French pastries. Number 14. Johnny Appleseed, the legend. Johnny Appleseed was a real-life hero who planted apple trees across America, creating orchards for everyone to enjoy. Number 15. Appleseed Surprise. Every apple seed can grow into a completely new type of apple. If you plant one, you might discover the next big apple variety. And there you have it, our Orchard Odyssey finale. Didn't we have a bushel of fun following Adam the Adventurous Apple through his whirlwind journey? We hope you loved every juicy twist and tumbling turn along the way. Now, don't let the adventure end here, little scholars. roll on over to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/storytimescholars for a bounty of brilliant apple coloring pages. Or why not branch out and create your own adventurous apple? Dream up the most daring, delightful apple you can imagine, just like our hero Adam, and share your creations with us. Post your vibrant drawings on our Facebook page so we can all marvel at your imaginative spirit. If today's tale made your heart swell with wonder, remember to hit that like button, share this episode with your friends, and follow us for more fantastic fables. Every like, share, and follow welcomes more friends into our story circle. So, until we gather again, keep those pencils sketching, keep those imaginations ripe and ready, and remember, every day is an opportunity to explore your own colorful story. Goodbye from now from Storytime Scholars, where every story sparkles and every young scholar shines.